am Pierre Lumumba here at Kibenda Tea Estate, and we continue our conversations about different parts of the continent of Africa. Today we want to have a conversation about Ethiopia and Somalia. And I say Somalia firmly because it is important to understand the thing or the country we now call Somalia. Somalia was colonized by two countries. The Italians conquered the lower part of the country headquartered in Mogadishu, and the British conquered the upper part bordering the Gulf of Aden that then was called the British Somaliland. At the time of independence, Somaliland actually regained independence first on the 26th of June 1960. And after they regained independence, they were immediately recognized by 36 countries. On the first day of July 1960, Somalia, Mogadishu regained independence and the countries merged as one, as Somalia, to create a federation. And at that time, they were a country that believed that Somalia was much larger. They believed, if you look at their flags, there are five stars representing each of the areas which they think should be Somalia, to include Djibouti, to include northern part of Kenya, to include Ogaden in Ethiopia, and of course Somaliland and Somalia itself. That is the country called Somalia. But we also know that Somalia has had different problems over the years, and this culminated in the 1970s during the presidency of Siad Barre. During Siad Barre, we remember that the Somalis actually did invade Ogaden, the Ogaden War, which was famous, and at that time during the Deg regime of Mengistu Haile Mariam, after Haile Selassie had been overthrown. That war continued, and the Somalis were threatening Ethiopia in a very effective way until the Ethiopians had to bring the Cubans. It is the Cuban boots on the ground that led to the success of the Ethiopians against Somalia. After that, Somalia degenerated into clan warfare, culminating in the departure of Siad Barre, and people like Idid did emerge. And what happened is that clanism started dividing the country, and little warlords started emerging with individuals running Jubaland, Puntland. And in 1991, there was a civil war. Others may characterize it otherwise. And after that civil war, Somaliland declared her independence, which independence has not been recognized by any country. But if you travel to Hargeisa, you will find that there is a functioning government, complete with an army, complete with their currency, and indeed they have held peaceful elections and they are functioning as a country. But the Mogadishu administration does not accept that it is an independent country, and for that reason they do not accept that any country should negotiate directly with the government or the administration in Hargeisa. This is what has brought the current conflict between Ethiopia and Somalia. You remember that Ethiopia herself had a problem being landlocked. Landlocked in the sense that when the Italians left and the Eritrea was part of Ethiopia, it was good. They had the port which was in Eritrea. But after the administration came into being in 1984, when Meles Zenawi with the TPLF took over and removed the Deg regime, Eritrea regained her independence and Ethiopia became landlocked. And as we talk now, Ethiopia uses the port of Djibouti. And Prime Minister Abiy said that Ethiopia, given its size and population, cannot, in the nature of things, continue to be landlocked. And that is why they have entered into an agreement with Somaliland so that they can have access to the Gulf of Aden and also use ports such as the port of Barbara. And what has then happened, of course, is that the Mogadishu government has said that cannot be. You do not have the right to enter into negotiations with Somaliland because Somaliland is not a sovereign state recognized by international community. And if you want to do anything, you must negotiate with the government in Mogadishu. Of course, for a long time when there was no stable administration in Mogadishu, those issues did not arise. But now there is an attempt to reclaim lost territory, and that is what brings into play the current conflict and the attempts at negotiation. There was an attempt initially to have IGAD negotiate, IGAD, the Intergovernmental Authority of Development, which is in the Horn region, to negotiate the issue, but that did not go very far. Another thing that happened in order to ensure that the temperatures were lowered, the Djibouti government said, we are prepared to give you Ethiopians access to the sea, but of course the Ethiopians want an arrangement that is going to give them direct access. And indeed, if you travel in that part of the world, there is now a major road that is connecting Ethiopia and the port of Barbara, which port is under expansion and construction. You'll also note that the Ethiopians actually did try to get access on the southern part through the Lapset, through the Lamu port, but that is not doing very well. So what is the state of negotiations now? The state of negotiations is that very little is happening on the ground because of mistrust. The East African community has now said that they are designating Kenya and Uganda to lead negotiations to bring Ethiopia and Somalia together. But it's something that is not going to be easy. It is not going to be easy because another player has also entered into the arena, the Egyptians. The Egyptians have entered into the arena because the Egyptians are saying that the construction of the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, which is meant to generate 10,000 megawatts of electricity, is interfering with the flow of the Nile, which Egypt depends on. And I am aware that the Egyptians have said that what we respect is the 1929 and 1959 treaties. And in the month of October, specifically on the 14th day of October, the year 2024, all East African countries under the Nile Basin did sign the Nile Framework Agreement, but Egypt and Sudan have refused to sign. And what the Egyptians are saying that they now want to bring 10,000 troops to Somalia to engage in activities which the Ethiopians think are threatening, and is something that is still being negotiated, and the Egyptians are being told don't do that. And of course, another thing that has happened is that Somalia in Mogadishu have entered into an arrangement with the administration of Turkey through under President Erdogan to train and to patrol their seashore, which is the economic zone. And of course, this is something that the Somalilanders are not happy with. Remember that the Ugandan troops have been in Somalia under the auspices of the African Union. Kenya has also had a presence in Kismayu. Remember also that Somalia itself has a problem with the Al-Shabaab. And remember the Ogaden War, and all those things are coming to play now. The question is, how are we going to resolve this problem? How are we going to ensure that this particular conflict between Ethiopia and Somaliland is resolved? And it is not going to be easy because Somaliland, which just went through an election in the month of November, are already appealing to the international community that they want to be recognized, and they are saying that we control our territory and we are going to determine who it is that is going to occupy our spaces and which agreements we are going to enter into. And with the coming into office later in the month of January with a new administration in the United States of America under Donald Trump, the assumption on the part of the Somalilanders is that if they were to gain recognition by such a country, then there would be a floodgate of countries which would recognize. And I am aware that Somalilanders are engaged in very aggressive diplomacy for the purpose of regaining gaining recognition. On their part, the Somali government in Mogadishu has done two very interesting things. One, they applied and they are now members of the East African Community. And being members of the East African Community, they are now taking the position that the East African Community countries which have consulates of Somaliland should not allow them to operate. Kenya is such a country with a consulate. I think Ethiopia is a country with a consulate. And the Ethiopians and others are threatening that they will elevate those consulates to embassy levels. And that is heightening the tension in that region in a very major way. What does my crystal ball tell me? My crystal ball tells me that the tensions are going to continue. It tells me that the tensions are going to continue because within Somalia itself, there are also tensions, particularly with small areas like Jubaland and Puntland, whose leaders have also said that they are going to declare their own autonomy. So the internal contradictions are of such a nature that negotiating for peace is not going to be easy. And with the coming into the mix of the Turks and of the Egyptians and the joining by Mogadishu government or Somali government, East African Community, many players are coming into play. And one waits to see what it is that is going to happen, particularly with the maritime agreement that has been entered into between Ethiopia and Somaliland. So I foresee a troubled future there. I see a situation where Somaliland will remain a de facto country which is not recognized. I see a Somalia that is going to try and continue to agitate. And I see an Ethiopia which is going to insist that we are going to be in Somaliland, particularly Ethiopians are going to do that in order to ensure that the Egyptians don't have any boots on the ground in their part of the world, knowing as they do that the Ogaden problem, which was a source of a conflict, is still alive and well, knowing as they do that if they don't have a port, then they are disabled. And I'm told, and this is subject to confirmation, that indeed the Ethiopians are minded of using that part of the sea for purposes of building a viable navy. So these things are happening at a time when Africa is saying that we have declared the 30 years of looking for peace. And I hope and believe that the current circumstances notwithstanding, negotiations must continue, perhaps under the auspices of an African body, the African Union, which in the nature of things must begin to take and play its role, headquartered as it is in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Tensions must be reduced and peace must break out, negotiated and sustainable peace between Somalia and Ethiopia. Thank you very much. Our conversations about key issues in the continent of Africa continues, and we say goodbyes, but knowing that we will come back again to continue these interesting, sometimes painful conversations, but conversations which we must have for the sake of the mother continent.